In 2005, the government announced a plan to lease some of the country's forest reserves to private investors. Under the plan, the Meta Sugar Corporation would gain a third of Mabida Forest Reserve. The area includes a research center for students and global researchers, as well as headquarters for Ecotourism Center for Tourism and Environmental Education. Environmentalists are proposing a campaign against the new proposed deal with the Asian-owned Meta Sugar Corporation. It would include an international boycott of the corporation's Lugazi Sugar subsidiary. Environmentalist and former presidential candidate Dr. Abedi Bwanika is leading the campaign.
We know very well that Lugazi exports this sugar in the name of organic sugar. We are launching a campaign which we have codenamed Blood Sugar. Blood Sugar. And we are going to reach out to the international community and the international market, informing them that whoever consumes Lugazi sugar consumes the blood of many Ugandans.
However, senior presidential AD Aisha Kabanda assures critics that the government plan includes several provisions to protect the environment.
Big part of it has actually no trees on it, but also we shall be encouraging our people to go on and plant trees everywhere else, to plant over 5 million trees, and the government shall be providing seedlings for free to people and others on a soft loan payable after a very long period of time.
Conservationists predict that if the rainforest disappears, the ecosystem will be altered. Uganda will lose rare plant and animal species, while Lake Victoria water levels will drop and the rainfall patterns will be affected. Kabanda defends the government against criticisms that it is sacrificing the environment for development.
These developed countries on which we depend on, which are helping us to finance our budget, they actually compromised in their environment for the sake of development. And now they can actually look after, they are looking forward to improving the environment after they have achieved development. So we think it's actually very difficult to enhance development at the same pace as you preserve the environment. We shall go in for sustainable development, improve the environment hand in hand as we work on development.
In April, President Yoweri Museveni said Mabida should be developed and the environmentalists would not block such projects. In a bid to save Mabida Forest, the Kabaka of Buganda, Ronald Muwenda Mutebi II, offered over 7,000 hectares of his own land near the forest for sugarcane production. However, the sugar company has rejected the offer. The Kingdom Minister for Information, Medard Lubega, says the Buganda Kingdom is set to challenge the government in the constitutional court.
Well, as a kingdom, we oppose to the sale and total destruction or any partial destruction of Mabida Forest, not only Mabida but also other forests in Uganda. And we have made our stand very clear that we are taking the central government to court, which is planning to destroy Mabida. Ours is not a political struggle. It is simply a struggle for nature.
The European Union and other donors have protested the plan. Some of the communities affected by the Mabida deal are threatening violence against anyone who encroaches on the forest. Other residents welcome the move, saying it will help to create jobs. The cabinet often approves government plans. The cabinet's decision is expected within weeks. Observers say they will be surprised if it is rejected. For VOA Africa, I am Peterson Sendi in Kampala, Uganda.